WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. One topic common to this week's Bryan and College Station City Council meetings and the Texas A&M Board of Regents was public transportation. The Bryan City Council directed the city manager to contact the Brazos Transit District and A&M Transportation Services to find out what it would take to expand service hours. Greg Owens asked Mike Sutherland to further explain his request.
So we're going to call the chancellor of A&M and ask him if we can use his buses in Bryan?
Whatever. I don't know. I don't care what you do, but I know there's an issue with transportation, and however you figure out to understand what the issues is and what can be done, that's your deal.
The College Station City Council agreed with Blanche Brick's request to discuss the subject at a future workshop, and the Board of Regents approved spending nearly $4.5 million to purchase 10 new transit buses, replacing 5 and adding 5 to the fleet. Construction will begin shortly on $367 million of projects at the Texas A&M campus. The most private money raised for a building on the A&M campus is not Kyle Field. Dean of Engineering Catherine Banks told the Board of Regents Thursday $58 million has been pledged so far on the new Engineering Education Center.
We have only named 22% of the naming opportunities in the building, so we are very confident that we will meet our goal. The absolute dedication of our former students to this project is remarkable.
The $169 million engineering expansion and renovation was one of three projects given the construction green light by Regents. There's $149 million to renovate the remaining 9 Corps of Cadets dorms and add 2 leadership learning centers at the Quad. And there's $49 million to renovate the Commons building. Completion of all three is expected in 2017. Brazos County prosecutors will seek the death penalty against a Madisonville man charged with killing a Bryan woman and her father last April. The district attorney's office this week filed the notice against Dennis Brown III. Court records do not indicate a trial date for Brown, accused of capital murder in the deaths of Noelle and Mac Devon. Brown, whose 35th birthday was yesterday, is accused of stabbing the victims, then setting fire to Noelle's home. A Bryan man with more than 40 convictions in Brazos County courts is off to prison for trying to evade arrest from a Bryan policeman. As part of a plea agreement with the district attorney's office, 41-year-old Kenny Kelly was sentenced to 8 years. Last February, a patrolman tried to pull over Kelly for not using a turn signal until after the car stopped. That led to a chase where Kelly got away from the patrol car but crashed his car, ran away, but was found 5 days later. A plea agreement has been reached in an assault case stemming from a large fight and gunfire last March in an apartment complex near the Brazos County Jail. 18-year-old Cedric Darnell, also known as CJ, pleaded guilty to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Darnell fired a laser-sighted handgun into the crowd, hitting 2 people who received non-life-threatening injuries. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 45 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Here's the weather.
High pressure continues to build our way. It'll give us nice weather today and a good start to the weekend. Unfortunately, we will see clouds and rain by the end of the weekend, but we certainly could use the rainfall. Sunny and 65 for today. Clear tonight. Lows will be anywhere from 45 to 50. Sun shines back tomorrow, and it's warm. High 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows of 50 to 55. Rain develops Sunday afternoon. Highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Let's head to Austin, and State Representative District 12, Kyle Cassell, joins us. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
I am good, Scott. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Let's talk a little bit about any committee activity that happened this week that you were involved in that you'd want to share with us.
I did not get that opportunity. The Appropriations Committee is off and running. I think we'll get started next week, hopefully.
You know, I noticed yesterday that over on the Senate side, and of course, having to do with guns, that's a big deal, but they They took testimony for 7 hours and 45 minutes yesterday before passing their two bills out. So
they did. And, you know, you got to, excuse me, give Chairwoman Huffman incredible applause. She did good keeping that all in orderly and getting it through the day.
Yeah, that was a full deal. Now, so people understand, there really are three different situations. There's an open carry, there's a concealed carry, and there's a constitutional carry.
Correct.
Now, the first two got a hearing yesterday on the Senate side, but there really wasn't much said about constitutional.
Only in the testimony, but right. I think the only two that have legs and opportunity in the Senate and the House based on the governor and the lieutenant governor are open carry and the campus carry. And the open carry, obviously, with the background checks and the CHL.
Sure, and that's on the Senate side. Of course, you're in the House. And, in full disclosure, so people understand that you own Talkaway Ranch, and hunting is part of what goes on there quite often. But tell me what you think is going to come out of the House side.
I think that open carry is going to come out. Larry Phillips has a bill that is similar to the one they talked about yesterday, and I co-authored that bill, and I have a bill similar to it, but I think Larry Phillips is the bill we're going to get behind.
Do you know what the timeline necessarily will be on that, as best you can tell?
I do not. Yeah. We still got to get committees rocking and rolling.
Sure.
We have not. I don't even think that bill was referred yet. So
okay.
We're still in the process. It's moving a lot quicker now that we have committees and with the electronic system we're using today.
Sure. I guess really the biggest story that came out yesterday was the Texas Comptroller, Glenn Hager, brand new to the office now, is talking about considering ways that they can invest at least a portion of the rainy day fund, maybe a little more aggressively. Now, good side if things go well, but that also opens some of that money up to a greater risk. As one member of the body, how do you feel about that?
You know, there's an opportunity to diversify our portfolio, and, people have confidence in Glenn Hager. He won overwhelmingly last session, HB 2770 by Branch, talked about the same thing, and I did vote on that bill. I have confidence in him. We've got a portfolio. We need to be diverse and need the opportunity to expand that and not just depend on the resources that fill that fund.
And I guess so people understand, back not that 10 years ago, the rainy day fund was never more than $1 billion, and now, we're talking about, what, $8 billion, maybe getting up to over $11 billion. So certainly I could understand that shaving a portion of that off and putting it into a situation that's a little more aggressive is not going to put things at risk.
Not necessarily, but it's going to give us a good opportunity. And like you said, it's a small portion of the fund. So I have the utmost confidence in the legislature and Mr. Hager, and I think it'll be a good move if it makes it through the process.
Well, I know, yesterday we had Brian Superintendent Tommy Wallace in, and we know that the legislature, because the Supreme Court is going to hear public education, public funding, that case, that the legislature is not forced to act on that, but having that much money over in the rainy day fund, I would think would give educators a little bit of confidence that there are some dollars that the legislature can find to be able to fund their needs.
Absolutely, and I'll repeatedly say I hate that we're held by the courts at this time, but, I like what our leadership has in store. Let's wait to the courts. Let's not do anything premature and then have to come back and change it. So, John Otto, chairman of the Probst, has a way of creating larger taxing districts to try to help in the interim. We've got to wait for this court case and the rainy day fund and the economy that the state of Texas has. It's time to look at that and how we fund schools. And, that's a discussion going on. But like I said, unfortunately, we're going to be held till this court case is heard, I think, next March. Is that correct?
Right, exactly. So it's going to be a while. So what's going to happen between now and when we speak again next week, as best you can tell?
As best I can tell, it's I think we got the State of the State next week, so I'm looking forward to the governor coming over to the House and laying out his plan and seeing how we're going to implement it. Like right now, the governor, lieutenant governor, and the Senate and the House are working well together, so it's time to get moving. I think we're aligned correctly, and the state of Texas is going to benefit from this session.
It's interesting you mentioned that, and generally what happens is the governor waits until the State of the State address to start lining out some of his ideas, but really he's made some pretty quick changes. The technology fund and the changes in the Board of Regents, of course, that had to happen, but talking about how the technology fund is basically going to go away and the inducements that Texas had for businesses in the past, Abbott seems to think that that's not going to be happening, and he made that announcement even before the State of the State.
You know what? I'm just honored he's there. I'm glad he's rocking and rolling. He is going to be an incredible governor. I can't wait for the State of the State so we can figure out what direction we the House needs to go to help him get his agenda across.
Yep, we'll look forward to that. Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, Scott. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you, Kyle. Bye. It's 8:16. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
Well, so what do you think of the governor's state? No, I'm kidding. Let's see. So anything going on over in your city?
No, not really.
Okay, it's pretty quiet.
Appreciate
okay.
you
well,
asking, sure.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week then.
Okay,
great. Now you brought a guest.
I did bring a guest. Yeah. Virginia McCall with College Station Parks and Recreation, our Youth Services Coordinator.
All right, Virginia, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Okay, so we're talking about youth things that go on in Parks and Rec, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I picked right up on that. Okay, So what do you got to tell us today?
Well, I'm here to talk about the teen scene over on Rock Prairie. We just started again this year. It used to be the Exit Teen Center years ago, and we're bringing it back. So it's an after-school program that runs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. And teens can come from any of our middle schools as well as our two intermediate schools in College Station. So basically they get there and we do snacks, homework help, and then we have enrichment and recreation programming on a daily basis.
Now, do you provide transportation to the center?
Well, CSMS is located right next door, okay. So we send staff over and they walk those kids on over, and then we do provide transportation from AMCMS and then Oakwood and Cypress Grove. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and they get over there and then what basically happens?
As soon as they get there, we do snacks and homework help. So our staff help them with their homework. We work in collaboration with the school district to see what's going on with their homework so that we can keep them on task. And then after that, we do some just different things. We like to get them outside and playing when we can, or we just have a lot of activities that we do inside. So they basically come and hang out, and we offer programming as well.
And what do you do to keep parents in the loop as to what goes on there?
Right now the group is small, so we talk to the parents on a daily basis when they come in and pick them up. And so that is something that we like to keep open communication with them all the time.
But if you want to be, if you're brand new to the school district or you want your kiddo to be brand new to this, then what do you need to do?
They can come into our center. So, we can sign them up there. That's 1520 Rock Prairie Road. It's Southwood Community Center, located inside of Brian Bachman Park. If they have any questions, they can give us a call at 764-6351.
Yeah, that's right. But if you know where the swimming pool is on Rock Prairie, it's right next to that. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
What else you got for us today?
I wanted to mention we have a home buyer education course coming up offered by our Community Services Department at the City of College Station. This is a program that spans 4 evenings. It's Wednesdays in March, the 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. 6 to 7:30 in the evening at College Station Fire Station Number 6. There'll be 5 sessions covered, and if you would like some assistance in navigating the sometimes scary and
did you say process, sometimes scary?
Yeah, scary and expensive process of buying a house. This is a really good opportunity.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, I think there's some workbooks or materials that you might have to pay for, but the course itself is free.
That is correct. Course is absolutely free. If you do want the course workbook, that's $20. You can find out more and register at cstx.gov/homebuyer.
Nothing wrong with arming yourself with information. All right, thank you very much.
Yep.
That's what's going on in the City of College Station. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin. Trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A strong pickup in Germany led an acceleration in Eurozone economic growth in the final 3 months of 2014, but large parts of the currency area were either close to stagnation or still contracting. That word today from the European Union Statistics Agency. The first comprehensive effort to estimate how much plastic pollution is going into the ocean has come up with a staggering figure. As much as 13 million tons flow into the sea every year, and the annual pile could get 10 times bigger over the next decade. Based on tonnage, China was judged the biggest plastic polluter. Among 192 coastal countries surveyed, the U.S. ranked 20th. Groupon shares are down more than 2% in pre-market trading after the online deal company issued a weak outlook. Lottery officials are still waiting for the holders of the three winning tickets in the $564 million Powerball drawing to step forward. Tickets were sold in North Carolina, Texas, and Puerto Rico. On Wall Street, futures indicating slight gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Going to be a busy time for Texas A&M Athletics between now and next Monday night, so get out a pencil and take a note. We start with baseball tonight. The team will open up its 2015 season against Holy Cross. First pitch at 6:35. Then tomorrow at 2:05, a second game against Holy Cross. Meantime, over at Reed Arena, Aggie basketball team continues its three-game homestand when they take on Florida. That game will tip at 5:30. Baseball is back against Holy Cross again on Sunday at 12:05. And then Monday night, the women's basketball team at 6 o'clock will host Alabama at Reed Arena. So that's the schedule starting today, running through next Monday. As always, for tickets, you can call 845-2311. That's our local number. Or you have the toll-free number for those of you out of town who would like to come in for the weekend. It's 1-888-99-AGGIE. So it's men's basketball, it's baseball, it's women's basketball. Come on out to campus and spend the weekend with us. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, you ask your joints to do a lot of things, from simple movements to playing sports to lifting a toddler. So it only makes sense to support those rather important joints with a trusted product like Essential Joint Care from the Activate Company. Now, whether age or overuse has led you to seek some joint relief or support, well, Essential Joint Care will work faster than anything on the market to get those joints working like they used to. Now, Dr. Steelman's high-quality glucosamine chondroitin formula protects and revitalizes cartilage. It eases occasional joint stress and nourishes the joint matrix. Whether it's running after a soccer ball, bending over to plant some flowers, or opening a jar, Essential Joint Care works inside the joint to make the joint work for you. You can find out more about Essential Joint Care at myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. We've told you about a lot of successful people on this program, and many of those stories were about women who overcame huge odds. Our new book, which is now available, by the way, entitled Extraordinary Women, The Things That They Have Done That You Never Knew, tells a bunch of those stories. This one is not in that book because we found it after the book was published. Her name was Juana Barones. She was a wife and mother living in California. The mother part was fine. She loved her children. The wife part was not so good. The laws of Old Mexico, which controlled California at the time she lived there, literally gave everything to the husband, including total control. Therein lied the problem, especially if your husband had just died. And Juana's had. Now, suddenly alone, she had to move, and move she did. She petitioned the Mexican authorities for the right to own her own property and conduct business. It took three times, but they finally agreed. She negotiated and purchased from the local Indians her tract of land to raise cattle. Then she started a community, one that would be near a shipping port so she would have access to commerce. It was called the Pueblo of Yerba Buena. Yes, I know many women have done well, but Juana's story is especially remarkable when you consider two more things. First, she was the first woman that old world Mexican authorities ever let do such a thing. Second, when the American settlers started to invade California, the status of Hispanics was greatly diminished. But what's probably her most remarkable achievement is the prosperity that she maintained throughout her life, despite the overwhelming disadvantages of her position. She became a multimillionaire and the largest rancher in California. Part of the home she built still stands today, and it's occasionally open to the public as a historical site. And you can visit her home. As a matter of fact, you can visit the community she founded, the Pueblo of Yerba Buena. It's a little-known fact that it was a very destitute and alone Juana Barones that became California's first woman millionaire and the largest rancher. And if you want to visit her Pueblo of Yerba Buena, go. See it. You'll have a great time. But you might want to tell your travel agent to use its modern name. You know, the one we all use today? San Francisco.
Sending a big hello to E.T. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The SETI Institute scans the heavens, looking for a beacon sent by an alien civilization. SETI researcher Douglas Vakach thinks now it's time for a program called Active SETI.
Active SETI involves transmitting an intentional signal saying we want to make contact.
At the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, he and other scientists, like David Grinspoon of the Planetary Science Institute, discussed what such a message might say and who would say it.
It's an action that is inherently global, done on behalf of the people or even the creatures of Earth.
As to whether the signal might draw the attention of an evil civilization, they point out that aliens advanced enough to reach Earth would also be advanced enough to pick up the light and broadcast signals we're already producing. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Today, let's put all these stories about hacking and data theft in perspective. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Here at the Kim Komando Show, I'm always looking for ways to not only make my business better, but ways to help other business owners do the same. That's why I'm so excited about eVoice. The way you look to your customers means everything. And when it comes to your incoming business calls, you either hire a receptionist or you handle all the calls yourself. A lose-lose scenario. Until now. Because there's eVoice. Imagine your business with a toll-free or local number. When customers call, they're greeted professionally by a virtual receptionist who routes all your calls to wherever you're located. There's even a dial-by-name directory. Instead of small, your business now sounds like a Fortune 500 company. Never miss an important call again. eVoice does all this for less than $13 a month. And right now, for a limited time, try eVoice free for 60 days. Seriously, you get an extended 60-day free trial to test drive this amazing business tool. Go to eVoice.com/Kim and sign up now. 60 days free at eVoice.com/Kim. There are so many stories in the news each day about hackers hitting yet another business and personal data records being stolen, but I think it's time to put it all in perspective. The official count is now in. In 2014, 1,023,108,264 personal records were stolen or compromised. That's more than 1/7 of the total global population, almost 4 times the population of the United States. And there are probably more, but these numbers come from the 1,500 largest hacks. In short, it's a virtual certainty that your records have been compromised, probably more than once. Amazingly, most major retailers are still very vulnerable. Most don't take this seriously enough to hire qualified security staff to protect your data. Your only protection? Check your credit report every few months. Sign up for an ID theft protection company like LifeLock and hope for the best. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Seinert. Public transportation was a common topic at this week's meetings of the College Station and Bryan City Councils and the Texas A&M Board of Regents. No one on the College Station Council opposed Blanche Brick's request for a workshop after other groups meet on that subject.
I know that the Chamber has met their transportation committee. Ours is meeting on that too. And the Intergovernmental Council is meeting on that same subject. And it seems that maybe within a couple of months, we might be able to have an update and report on where we are on that.
The Transit District and A&M Transportation Services will be getting calls from Bryan City Hall. City Manager Keene Register asked Councilman Rafael Pena and Mike Sutherland for clarification on their request, which received unanimous support. That's after the Bryan Council unanimously directed Register to contact the Brazos Transit District and A&M Transportation Services about expanding service hours.
Are you saying just in the city of Bryan or in Brazos County or Bryan College Station, or what are the limits?
You mean,
let's go, Bryan. You know,
wait a minute.
College Station, Bryan. Bryan.
What are the limits on what?
Bryan, I mean, College Station. They're all over Bryan and College Station and outside both city limits. So,
okay, let me make
I'm
it
talking
simple.
To them, or
here's what I'm thinking about. You go over there and talk to Texas A&M and say we want all the buses over here in Bryan and see what they say. I don't mean that literally, but we need a service in Bryan because we're underserved.
Meantime, the fleet of A&M buses is growing. That follows the region's approval of purchasing 10 new buses. The $4.5 million purchase will replace 5 and add 5 to the A&M fleet. As the Texas A&M System Board of Regents continues to approve multi-million dollar building projects, there was a discussion of future funding.
Much of the money comes from A&M's share of the Permanent University Fund, which is revenue generated from oil and gas leases, and has been more than expected in the days of high prices. Chancellor John Sharp says even with lower prices, System will continue to receive PUF money.
We have $276 million of PUF allocation. If the distribution next year went to zero, we would still have $276 million in PUF allocation. It would not affect that. I mean, all that allocation would affect is how much more we would have in the future if we would have some. But even if the oil fields went away tomorrow, we would have $276 million in PUF allocation.
We have that in the bank now?
That's right.
During yesterday's meeting, the Regents approved construction contracts on 3 projects at the flagship campus. PUF money will account for $90 million of the $169 million expansion and renovation of what will become the Engineering Education Center. 2 other projects will not involve PUF. $149 million, most of it bond money, will pay to renovate the remaining 9 Corps of Cadets dorms and add 2 leadership learning centers in the quad. And the Commons building is getting a $49 million makeover. $6 million of that will be paid by the company providing A&M's dining services. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
From the University of Texas, a new report says a handful of applicants are approved each year at the direction of the school president over the objections of the admissions office. According to an investigation conducted for the UT Regents that was released Thursday, those applicants approved by President Bill Powers were typically recommended by state lawmakers, donors, alumni, and UT system regents. The report found no evidence that applicants were admitted as a result of inappropriate promises or exchanges and said the practice doesn't violate the law. But it criticized Powers as misleading earlier investigations into the same matter. The investigation was a key factor in recent fights between Powers, several regents, and state lawmakers, which led to Powers stepping down this June. A Madisonville man arrested last April for killing a Bryan woman and her father now faces the death penalty. A notice was filed this week in district court by the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. Dennis Brown III, whose 35th birthday was yesterday, is accused of stabbing Noel and Mac Devon. The indictment does not reveal a motive for breaking into Noel's home, committing the murders, then driving away in Noel's SUV. Court records do not list a trial date. Among Brown's lawyers is former First Assistant District Attorney Shane Phelps. A fifth suspect is sought in one of 3 convenience store robberies in Bryan last month. Police have an arrest warrant for 18-year-old William Sweeps, who is accused of being one of 4 who hit the handy stop on West William Joel Bryan. Sweeps' photo is online at WTAW.com, along with an update of charges facing the group from those holdups. Also on our website is a video Bryan Police has distributed of an electronics theft from last month at the Family Dollar Store at Texas Avenue and Highway 21. The Texas Department of Transportation is preparing to waive 800,000 toll bills because a third party has failed to process them in a timely manner. The Austin American-Statesman reports 30,000 customers received incorrect billing from a single call center. Some customers had to be put on hold for about 14 minutes once someone answered the phone. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 45 degrees. More news on the way at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And here he comes.
It's the Crawfish Man.
He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
That's right. Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. On the weekend, look for us in Bryan at that Exxon store, Boonville at Briarcrest, right across the street from Allen Academy. Crawfishes, shrimps, filet, gumbo, and more. Call 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
On that computer, crawfishtogo.com.
8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly to mostly sunny for today, with temperatures getting a chance to climb up to about 65 degrees this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. We'll have sunny and warmer weather tomorrow as we head into the weekend. Highs will be 70 to 75. Partly cloudy weather tomorrow night. Lows will be 50 to 55. Turning cloudy on Sunday with a chance of rain in the afternoon. High Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's time for I Ain't Never Won Nothing. 695-1620, 695-1620 for I Ain't Never Won Nothing, just so you know. It's going to be a nice weekend. Tomorrow's almost ideal. I mean, about 75 degrees. And
not really A&M baseball weather.
Well, no, it's not. They're going to sneak it in. Well, they got a bunch of Yankees coming in, and they'll appreciate the weather no matter what. But still, if just be kind of fun if that ever happened. Have you ever won anything from us?
A long, long time ago. Does that count?
Well, I mean, I've been working here a long, long time. I don't know. How long ago has it been, do you think?
It's been about 2 years.
Well, that's pretty good. I got Aggie basketball tickets against Florida, 5:30 tomorrow. Are you interested?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who are you?
Jeff Day.
Jeff Day?
Yeah.
What do you do, Jeff?
I sell tires.
Well, good for you. Where do you sell tires?
At the Goodyear store off Highway 21.
All right. That's a good deal. All right. Come by here, and I got the tickets for you, all right?
Thank you, man.
Thank you. All right. There you go. That's all for right now. Yeah, 5:30. They've been having some funky start times, haven't we, for basketball?
Yes.
Guess it has to do
SEC
with...
SEC Network.
Yeah, you know. I guess it's good to be on TV, so there's nothing wrong when it comes to that. All right, let's see. After a hearing that lasted. An Ohio teacher with a phobia of young children lost an appeal accusing her former district of failing to accommodate her disability.
Yes, I did that as a commentary a while back, and I've been looking for the follow-up.
Well, this is the follow-up. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit of Cincinnati rejected the appeal for one Maria Walther Willard, 63 years old, who had accused the district of age discrimination and a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Ma'am, would you go sit your butt down and shut up?
I'm a teacher, but I'm afraid of kids.
The teacher retired in January of 2011 when her request to be transferred back to high school was denied, accused the school of age discrimination, and then did the ADA thing for failing to accommodate her. Pedophobia. Scared of children. Yeah. And, you know, here's the problem. Is it's done, I guess. We're finished with that. But how much was spent just to get to this point? Don't we have other things going on?
Well, you know, the school district spent a bucket load of money defending itself.
Sure. Well, and then just, you know, through the court system and all this garbage. Anyway, all right, let me see what else we got here. So wash our ears out with this. And, you know, we're not any different than most places in Texas. You're driving along down the bypass, and suddenly you see the sign, lane closed ahead.
Yep.
All right. What do you do?
Haul butt to get in front of the slowest car that I can see.
I know. Yeah.
I look for 18-wheelers. Zoom.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm looking for the slowest car.
I know what I do, and that's move over as soon as I realize, because I feel really bad when I get caught at the very end and have to, you know, sort of beg my way in.
Okay.
But, and maybe this is what you're going to talk about, but I've seen studies that say everyone should stay in the lane they're in and then zipper.
That's it. That's exactly what it is.
It makes the most sense.
That is exactly.
Yes, but people don't zipper well.
Oh, I know. They don't want you to get in because they saw you pass them about five seconds ago.
Think about spending the day driving around with a traffic engineer in the midst of all that, because they're going to end up getting pissed. They don't want to do that, you know? But, and I've been there. Now, a lane closure is different than, oh, dang, I need to be in that lane.
Oh, very different.
Yeah, because there, I mean, I'll admit it, I delight in being in the right-hand lane right there by Scott and White, okay? I delight in doing that.
You're a bad person.
Well, no, I'm not, because a whole lot of other people feel the exact same way. And I said Scott and White, and you know exactly where I'm talking about, okay? So, yeah, you're trucking along there in the left-hand lane, and then you realized just about when you got to Panera Bread that you needed to be over there. And because you're you and you drive that kind of car, you need to be able to be over there.
Dang, 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 dang.
Yeah.
But if it's really that efficient, I think a little public information could go a long way. If they would say zipper ahead or something like that.
Yeah. Well, no, well.
I mean, they could make a neat little graphic.
They could.
For it.
I agree, they could. And that's the whole idea, is what Patrick's explaining, is let's everybody get up to that merge point right there, and then you kind of alternate things.
Like getting out of a parking lot.
Yes, I was going to say, if it's anything like after an Aggie football game, you know exactly what I'm not talking about. Well, that's because that's a bunch of people from Houston, and they don't drive very nicely. If it was all people like us, it'd be great.
Yeah.
But what they're saying is that does reduce the differences in speed between the two lanes, and it reduces the overall length of the traffic backup, they say, by as much as 40%.
Well, because if everyone does get over, then it really does leave this quarter to half mile long lane of nothing.
Yeah, it does.
And it's just begging for someone to drive up there.
Now, here's the stupidest thing they say about this study. Creates a sense of fairness and equity. Now, come on,
man. Now,
no such thing when you're driving.
You know, that's right. If we all wanted fairness and equity, we'd all have little brown four-door cars that are about, you know, 6 feet off the ground.
Oh, a Chevette.
Yeah, exactly. No, we don't do that. We drive those big vehicles because we want to and think that it'll be better for us when we're driving.
I would very much like that. That's one of the things that I'm fascinated about, the auto drive cars.
Yeah.
Because if they can all talk to each other, then they zipper automatically. And a vast majority of the time with the traffic, that's the problem, is some jerkweed doesn't know where to go and ends up leaving you holding the bag.
And, you know, the idea, I love the idea of having self-drive cars,
mm-hmm.
simply because that gives us one more opportunity to have an inanimate object that we can yell at. I mean, think about it.
Oh, right? I love it.
You yell at your computer, yell at your television, you yell at some other electronic device. Now you get to yell at your car because you want to be going forward, and instead it's going to wait to zipper.
The hang-up's going to be in the interim. If it was all self-driving, yeah. I'd be cool.
Yeah.
But when that, because those things are going to have to be programmed to be exceedingly cautious, some jerkweed is going to cut off a self-driving car and then slow up the rest of the traffic.
Well, see, at that point, I think then the car can taser his car.
Well, see, that's exactly. See, and that's where we go with that, because if let's say the penetration in the market is 27%, okay, of self-drive cars. Well, you could bet that the other 70% are going to be at least thumbing your nose at you and coming up with all sorts of hand signs about what an idiot you are for having a self-drive car.
Well, then you put them
this
in HOV lanes.
This is Bravo, Brazos yeah. Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, speaking today with Hunter from the Run of Heroes, benefiting the Wounded Warrior Project.
Howdy, my name is Hunter Warwick. I am the director for the second annual Run of Heroes. We're a benefit run supporting the Wounded Warrior Project, so all of our proceeds go to the Wounded Warrior Project and helping support their programs. Last year, we were started by Mitchell Grahams and Squadron 17 and the Corps of Cadets. He had this vision to go out and raise money for the Wounded Warrior Project, and so he did that. We're continuing it this year, and we're doing it bigger and better than last year. So we're excited to have people out. We run on campus, so we start and end on the quad at Texas A&M. Run throughout all of campus. It's really beautiful. It's a fun run, too. So nothing boring about it. And the cool part about it is it's a $20 sign-up fee, but within that $20 sign-up fee, you get your ticket, you get your shirt, you get your breakfast, just your breakfast tacos, going to be cooked there on the quad. It's going to be really good. We're excited about that. Basically, that $20, I would say about $5 of it is actually going to put on the run. The rest of the $15 is going straight to Wounded Warrior Project. We wanted to minimize costs on everything that we could so we could benefit the Wounded Warrior Project in the most maximum possibility available. And then there's a bunch of cool Wounded Warrior Project swag that we'll be handing out. So it's going to be a really fun run, and we just can't wait to have people come out.
And what day is the race?
March 1st. It'll start in the morning at 7:30. It's an early run. We have six different sign-up spots, ranging from 7:30 to 10. So 7:30, 8, 8:39, 9:30, and 10. So you can sign up, go early, go to church, do what you want to do for the rest of the day, or if you want to sleep in for a little bit and go for the later sign-up times, you can. And you have that option on our website at www.runofheroes.org.
So is this something that they would need to pre-register for if they were interested in running the race, or can they just show up day of?
Perfect. Well, okay, so there's multiple sign-up options. We're going to be flooding social media with our sign-up online. So at runofheroes.org, there's a sign-up option. Sign up there. You go through Texas A&M Marketplace. You put in your information, your size of your T-shirt, I believe it's the address for where you want to send your t-shirt if your t-shirt's not in by then. And then a couple other questions, and you can sign up there. If you want to sign up not with credit card, you can sign up through our alternate form, which is also on our website, and we have that option on there. So you can sign up with that, and you'll pay the day of. And if you just want to come in the day of and sign up, we're going to be more than welcome to have you. We'll have you come in through our registration line. We'll get your shirt size and everything, all the pertinent information, and then we'll get you ready for the run.
And that website one more time?
www.runofheroes.org. And also on there, there's a donate tab. So if you want to donate directly to the Wounded Warrior Project, go for it. There's a sign up on there. You can just go, it'll direct you to their website. Do it there. It's tax deductible. And the cool thing is, the day of, we're going to have music, entertainment, and food. So if you just want to come out, you don't have to run it. You can get breakfast and listen to music and talk to a bunch of people. We'll also have a silent auction as well. Different organizations, businesses in the BCS area have given us donation items that we can auction off to furthermore give money to the Wounded Warrior Project. So you have to come out and find what's there. And some of the big names will be there, and we want people to come out and support. And we'll also have some cool items that are like A&M quilts and stuff like that that will be really fun and that people will really want to purchase. Come out and support the Wounded Warrior Project, because that's really what we're all about.
Find out more at runofheroes.org. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Introducing the new Subway Simple 6 menu. Six of our best 6-inch subs, now in made just for you meals for just $6 every day.
I got it made fresh at Subway.
Take your pick from six of our best subs, like the Italian VMT, tender turkey breast, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and more. With a 21-ounce drink and a bag of chips, the new Simple 6 menu is value made simple every day. Yeah, you so got it made.
Subway.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras plus tax. See stores for menu selections. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
One taste of our tender new Subway grilled chicken strips made with no artificial preservatives or flavors, and you'll see we're really
cranking it up!
shifting into high gear, and totally breaking through. Oof. I'm okay.
Oh, it's breakthrough, all right. New Subway grilled chicken strips. They taste better, and they are better. Premium cut all-white meat with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Try our new grilled chicken strips in the new Monterey Chicken Melt today. Subway, eat fresh.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Oh, I was across the room. Sorry, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I got Aggie baseball tickets for Sunday. Friday and Saturday are gone, but I have Sunday tickets, and I have a parking pass. A parking pass. 695-1620.
Parking pass,
yes.
Too? Wow.
It's the Aggies and Holy Cross. I don't even know what the Holy Cross nickname is.
Crusaders.
See, how bad is that going to sound? Beat the hell out of Holy Cross. See, that just doesn't... That's not good, is it?
Better than crucify.
Okay. Wow.
You started it.
I did. Who's this?
This is Helen. I want those tickets, please.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Helen, what's your last name?
Wise. W-I-S-E.
Has she won anything?
Do you promise to behave yourself?
Oh, you know, it ain't no fun.
Yeah. Are you an Aggie baseball fan?
Well.
You like getting out in the sun. I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, mostly basketball, but. Baseball will do.
All right. Well, if baseball will do, Helen, I've got tickets and a parking pass for you. All right?
Yay!
All right.
Thank
you. That's for Sunday. Come by and get them. All right. Got that taken care of. Put that right there. All right. The reason you listen is so you can learn kind of cool stuff, okay? Kind of cool stuff.
Okay.
Now, I think if you haven't already, sooner or later in your life, you will face a stripped screw.
Yes.
Okay. This is one where the head is messed up. Happens with Phillip's head, you know, and you put in. And the problem is, it always happens on the seventh screw after you've drilled, after you put six in perfectly. You're thinking, yes, for once in my life, I won't strip one of these puppies out. Well, if you do. And, you know, you can, I don't know, Bob Vila's probably got a tool that costs $26.
I've tried it. They don't work.
All right. Try this. A rubber band. Now, the rubber band has to be wide enough to cover the head of the screw.
Okay.
But you put the rubber band across the head of the screw, and then you just unscrew it. And what happens is the rubber band will grip in there and what's left of the head, and it comes right out.
So the friction created by the rubber allows purchase to back it out.
Exactly. I actually do that. Now, make sure you might want to practice it. Well, I don't know. Well, also now, but as I was reading this, I'm going, well, unless it's one of those ultra pointy type screw
bits.
Yeah, bits. You know, if it's the wider that is or the flatter that is on the front, probably helps as far as being able to get the grip right there. But actually, let's call Mr. Downs and see.
He is the king of tools. He would know.
What did you just call him?
He's the king of tools.
You said it again, didn't you?
Yes,
I did. Even after I said
that. Yes, I did.
Even after. All right, let me see. I got to find his direct number so we can call him because we don't need to go through the front desk because we're the infomaniacs. I'm just saying.
That and a quarter gets you a cup of coffee?
Yeah. See if it'll ring. That's my biggest challenge. Oh, it did.
Hey,
we're lucky. Okay. By the way, in the meantime, with the recent outbreak of measles at Disneyland, a lot of people are worried getting the measles as an adult can be serious, but the fact is people born after 1957.
This is Ben Downs. Please.
Wait a minute. I thought he was here.
He is. There are donuts here, so I know he's here.
Okay.
Do you have his mobile number?
Oh, I guess I could do that. Yeah, I do, but I was going to wait and see. Most people born after 1957 were vaccinated against the measles.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Tiffany.
Tiffany, do we know if Mr. Downs is available?
He is. I think at the moment he's fixing to be in a meeting.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Okay. About to be in a meeting.
Okay. Highfalutin.
Yeah. Well, if I remember on Monday, we'll ask him if he's ever done that. Anyway, but the deal is, old folks, you probably don't have to worry. And even if you were vaccinated a long, long time ago, the vaccination lasts for many decades.
Really?
Yep, up to 95% effective during that time, just so you know. And if you're unsure, you can go to your doctor and do a blood test and see if you're immune. But as we mentioned, I think, last week, in the grand scheme of things, there has been one case reported in Texas. One case, so. And that was last week. Now, the flu is a different deal.
Oh,
flu's,
yeah.
Flu's a little bit higher. But,
we've got that in spades.
Yeah, that's true. Hello.
Hello. I have precisely 4 minutes to devote to you today. So, okay. 3:45.
Okay, how'd that big interview go, by the way?
3:30.
How'd the big interview go?
With the Washington Post?
Yep.
It went well.
Okay, when is that going to be published?
I don't know. You know, I've always wondered about that. Does it make me seem kind of like a yokel if I ask the guy doing the interview what time the when the interview is going to be published?
Yeah, something like that. But
I mean, it should be kind of, you know, one of those things where you say, well, you know, I'm above it. I'll just publish whatever you like.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But, you know, so it wasn't as difficult as you know, when Kelly Brown interviews me,
yeah,
you know, like at a movie or something. but it was, you know, there's nothing that quite builds your street credibility like having it paged up and down the, yeah, halls at the radio station. Yeah. Mr. Downs, Washington Post,
right,
on line one.
And my question was, did the reporter chuckle at your name?
No, he had just visited Arkansas.
Oh, there you go. Actually, the reason that we were calling you is that we had just one of those little happy tidbits about how to extract a stripped screw. And the idea is that you place a rubber band over the screw that's large enough to cover the head of the screw.
Are you sure this is not some sort of real cheesy metaphor for the opening of 50 Shades of Grey?
No, it's not. Actually, and no, but I will tell you that...
We place a rubber band over the stripped screw. Okay, go ahead.
But my other point was, I said, well, let's call Mr. Downs. And Kevin said, well, of course, he's the king of tools. Let's do that.
When I have a stripped-out screw...
It went by him, too. It went right by him, too.
No, I got it. I just chose to ignore it.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's fine. No, that's
don't
all.
Let me ruin
that's
your
it.
Bit.
No, it wasn't a bit. It was just so. Do you think that works?
Did you get that?
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
A bit. Don't
yeah,
let me
I
ruin
no,
your
I got
bit.
It. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. So do you think that works? I mean, it's kind of. Have you ever tried that?
To put a rubber band over.
Yeah, and then back it out that way.
Oh, for crying out loud! No.
What does that mean?
What if it's tied in there? Your little rubber band goes snap.
Well,
you could have 300 little rubber band carcasses down at your feet, and you still wouldn't be able to back out a screw
right,
with
okay.
that.
Well, so, do you have a Bob Vila tool that you pay $26 for that does that?
It's about
to drill
six.
It out?
It's about $6.
Yeah, okay.
It's the weirdest looking thing.
Yeah, it is though.
What am I trying to say? The grooves on the bit are backward.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's go back to 50 Shades, because we'll spend 1 minute on this movie that some people seem to be interested in. Now, my thought is, and I know that the one of our radio stations is giving tickets away or has already given away tickets.
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage of males in the theater will be?
Well, okay, the theater seats like 700.
Okay.
And there'll be like two guys in there.
Tucker said he thought 25.
25
Which
guys.
I thought was high. I thought that was high.
Hmm.
Here's my thought, is a really smart...
Well, it's opening night, so, you know, there may be some guys, the word may not have spread in the guy network what they're walking into.
My thought is a really smart movie theater would have had a Dirty Harry marathon going on the same time.
That's a good one.
That really would have. That would have worked. The guy said, all right, I'll see you when it's over, right?
Yeah, way the movie ends, the New York Times said that they could have fixed it with one word. Mm-hmm. At the very end, it fades to black, and you hear these two breathy people say, Anastasia, and then she says, Christian. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah, I know. Well, trust me.
Yeah.
We're okay here.
Well, okay, good, because I thought you were...
But here's what we need to do. Now, if you want to be hip, okay, if you want to be really hip...
Yeah, because we are.
And you want people to think you're totally cool and you're keeping up with modern culture, even though it is crap, their safe word in the movie is red.
All right.
So anytime you want somebody to, you know, you can... If one of your interviews is going long and long and long, you can just hold up your hand and say red.
Red, yeah.
And they'll think you're so cool.
Mr. Downs? Mr. Downs?
Yes.
Red.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. At least you didn't read Vampire Diaries on the air. Yeah.
At least you didn't have the crickets handy.
Thank you. Have a nice one.
Good day.
All right. Here's our thought for the day. If all of a sudden all the humans simultaneously lost the ability to sneeze, how long do you think it would take for mankind to collectively realize that?
Bless you.
Think about that for the weekend. Yes, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Brian. It's 9 o'clock. Fox News.